Blog Talk Radio.
If I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me, he's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son tells him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time he told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Y'all shout when I tell the devil to come out. He comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you, you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Well, they didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They lied to Peter. But since Peter was filled with the Spirit, when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Shout in it. Shout hallelujah. Stand on your feet, give God glory. Sit down. I'm losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love that. Are you getting this? Woo! Now I'm to him. Him. Everybody say him. Please, Abel. He's able, but he's only able according to the power that works in you. But if you notice, Elijah, when he spoke about the rain, he didn't say as God's word.
Somebody give you a sugar pill and say it'll take away your headache. Don't you know man is so silly?
Yes.
Number one, the spirit of fear causes man to create his or her own laws to protect their self-interest. You see, when you operate by fear, listen closely, we kill God's influence in us. We don't kill God, but we kill God's influence in us. In other words, Satan that comes to steal and kill is successful. If you don't believe Satan comes to steal your faith, kill your faith, you are out of your mind. The real anointing brings opposition.
Yes.
First, by those that are close around, count of the cost.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm talking from experienced people.
That's right.
You lost your mind. I'm trying to help you.
Hallelujah.
Listen, folk will change on you. And if you don't know that, you'll be walking by faith and everybody be shouting that you're saved. Ooh, the glory of God is on this person and that person. You go ahead and get serious about God. Those same folk that were speaking in tongue and happy for you, they'll look at you funny. Try it. Get really deep in God and get serious about God and start saying, oh, no, that's not right. That's not right. Oh, yeah, those same folk that was rooting and tooting going to turn on you. And you know what some people believe? That what I'm saying is negative. Because they used to these old jellyback prophets.
Come on. Yes.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Love Hope Radio.
Those kind of prophets. Tell me that you like it, yeah. I want that kind of prophet. I don't want to hear nobody telling me something that I really need. I need somebody that's going to sugarcoat my mess.
Blog Talk Radio.
Says, thou shalt condemn every tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment. We have the authority to condemn every tongue that speaks against us. Now, most of God's people are suffering from words that have been spoken against them in church, the workplace, home, but God has given us the kingly authority. Satan's greatest weapon is to condemn us to death. But God has given us the authority to condemn every tongue that rises up against us in judgment. You will experience this in the workplace, in churches, among kinfolk. The disciples did not realize their authority. We have power over all of the powers of darkness. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. Upon this truth, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when he said to Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, he was not talking about the four walls of the place where you worship. He was talking about you, building you up. Isaiah 66:1, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? You know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and many people have been employed by him. Join me tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time as I talk about Satan's armor, the accusation of the enemy. God bless you.
Neglected this calling multiple times, and still he keep reaching out for me. And now it's to the point where I can't run anymore because my mental thought is changing. My feelings about everything is changing. You know, my love for life, my thirst for knowledge is changing. You know, so and in knowing that, I'm reading the scriptures every day. I'm on the talk show every day. I'm taking wisdom from you every day. To God be the glory.
Yes.
And it's so divine when you know that it's been time, but if I'd have did it, then I'd have did it because that's what the preachers or the church folks told me I should have been doing. Now I'm doing it because I feel it.
My
goodness. It's not just a thought or a want. It's a feeling, you know, of completion, a feeling of destiny, a feeling of now. You know, you can just feel it. When you know, you know. So at first it was for everybody else. Now it's for me. Because I know it's my time to live right, get right.
I love what you're saying. Anything on your heart, my queen, for Alberta?
You know, we just love Berta, and Berta is so real and raw. We love that about her. Because if you can't be real and be wrong, if a person can't understand and receive from somebody that's real and wrong, they just can't understand or receive. When Berta goes out and she tells someone of the things that she's gone through and where she is now, if that's not a witness of the Holy Spirit can move, you know, we know this because God brings us up out of the muck and miry clay. We are so proud of you, Berta. We just want to keep up. So you keep going and going and going and going and going because we know what's inside of you. Your heart is real, real big. You got a lot of love, and it's going to flow out.
Yes. You just said that I got the chills again. I'm going to need y'all to not be talking to me.
Oh, Lord. I cannot express, as my queen say, see, you all may not understand why we say what we say about this young lady, But see, we know from whence God has brought her from, and to have her on with us, and actually a part of people being delivered. Isn't that amazing that one of the greatest deliverance that you can receive as a man or woman of God, I hope y'all ready for this. One of the greatest deliverance that anyone can receive is from people.
Oh, yes.
My God.
Come on.
Think about that. Your greatest deliverance is going to be from people. See, you can't be used by God to bring deliverance to people if you're not delivered from people. Come on in here. You can't be used by God to bring deliverance to someone that has a particular issue unless you've been delivered from that issue.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, imagine me if I used to be an alcoholic. I'm going to use that. And thank God I wasn't. But I will say this. Imagine me being a person that had an issue with alcohol. And imagine me going to someone and saying, you know, God can deliver you and God can set you free from alcohol. But I'm still struggling.
Love Talk Radio.
And this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. We say, by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that. Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rockfather.
Tell me about, I hear about Romans 1, you know, and I'm like, what's up, you know? You telling me I can come to church and get some help, but then when I come to church, they make me feel like gutter trash. What's up? So, you know, just help me out with this. Spend me some lyrics, you know. Let me know what's real, real. I mean, you know, if I'm going to hell because, you know, I dabble over there, you know, I understand men and men and women, it's a different alternative lifestyle. It's not just about men and women. It's a bunch of stuff, you know. What about, you know, when they were back in the day when they had all these wives and stuff? Some of that's still going on today. These were kings in the scripture. Tell me about that. Was Jesus upset with that? You know, was God upset with that? But nowadays, it's like these people in the church want to tell me I'm going to hell because I do something. When I read the book, they don't tell me that, you know, Jesus hate me. They hate the singing. He know me. I talk to him every day, you know. If I talk to him every day and, you know, he don't give me no lip, he don't be trying to make me feel like I'm low. But what he does is he tell me, you know, I'm his own. Sure enough, I got to do some things, and I know I got to get some stuff right. I'm out here trying to live the grind, do the thing every day, talking to him and asking him for help. Because if I can't help myself, definitely I got to go to him. The word say acknowledge him in all my ways, and that's what I do. I say, yo, Jesus, this me, you know, you God. You know, some of you call me your girl. But tell me, what should I do? I need your help, man. If you can help me, God. You died on the tree. You died on that cross for me. You knew back then that day that, you know, I was going to do some things. You knew I was going to, you know, not be perfect. But then when I say, look, Lord, I need you. I ask you. I ain't perfect. I come to you. I get on my knees and stuff. And I say, look, Lord, I need some help. I'm liking this woman. I was born with breasts. I need your help. My dude over here, he liking God. He need his help. What do we do? Right, Father, I'm telling you, I'm coming to you because I know you're going to spit it real to me. You're going to keep it 100. If I ain't getting it 100, I'm going to tell you. If I ain't getting it 100, I ain't even trying to go to this church. I could talk to a man on the street every day who won't tell me the truth. If I can't go to the church and get the truth, I don't even want to go. I'm telling you, I'm straight up. If I can't get the real, I don't want to deal with it. And look, I talk to God before I talk to anybody else about this thing, you know? I'm going to tell him, look, dude, I ain't even with this. And, you know, he accept me talking to him like that, you know? I could tell him what's real about my heart, you know? I could sit down and write him a letter. I could just tell him the truth about me. You know, I tell him, I ain't with this. I ain't liking all this dress stuff. I ain't liking all this girly stuff. And am I wrong because I ain't girly? Am I wrong because I'm not pretty in pink? Or, you know, am I wrong because, you know, I'm not like these mugs? You know, these folk in church, they be hypocriting and stuff, and then they want to dog me and make me feel like I'm low. I don't even want to go there, man. You know, that's why I come to you, Rod Father. Because you know what? You're like, you know the streets. You know how it is out here. You know when I go out there and slang and I get my stuff. I got to pack my paper. What I do with that? You don't look at me like I'm low, man. You make me feel I'm all right. And then you're going to tell me the truth. And then you're going to let me do what I got to do with that truth. You ain't going to tell me where I'm going to hell. That's why I appreciate it. Why don't you give me some information on that, man, you know? Get at me, man. Tell me about that because I really need to know. You know, even the young people, you know, they want to act like they thuggy thug over here. And then when they get at the church, they a whole different people. Invite me to church and then they different when I get there. Tell me about this homosexual lesbianism thing. Because you know what? I think there's alternative lifestyles up in that church. Most of them folk be judging me for stuff I think they deal with in their own issues, you know. Tell me about that.
Yes, I understand how you feel. You know, many people have lifestyles. Some have lifestyles of gossip and slander in the church. Many have a lifestyle of two-faced. Many have a lifestyle of holier than thou. Everybody's wrong but them. Yes, Romans 1 addressed homosexuality. But sin is sin. Don't you ever let anyone make you feel that you are less than them because you have an open sin. Or should I say, out of the closet. How many Christians are trapped in the closet with their own personal issues and sins? Sin is simply coming short of the glory of God. Listen, you are no different than the preacher in the pulpit. You are no different than the choir singer. You're no different than musicians. The bishops, the pastors, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rottweiler.
Somebody give you a sugar pill and say it'll take away your headache. Don't you know man is so silly?
Yes.
Number one, the spirit of fear causes man to create his or her own laws to protect their self-interest. You see, when you operate by fear, listen closely, we kill God's influence in us. We don't kill God, but we kill God's influence in us. In other words, Satan that comes to steal and kill is successful. If you don't believe Satan comes to steal your faith, kill your faith, you are out of your mind. The real anointing brings opposition.
Yes.
First, by those that are close around, count up the cost.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm talking from experienced people.
That's right.
You lost your mind. I'm trying to help you.
Hallelujah.
Listen, folk will change on you. And if you don't know that, you'll be walking by faith and everybody be shouting that you saved. Ooh, the glory of God is on this person and that person. You go ahead and get serious about God. Those same folk that were speaking in tongue and happy for you, they'll look at you funny.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. Get really deep in God and get serious about God and start saying, oh, no, that's not right. That's not right. Oh, yeah, them same folk that was rooting and tooting going to turn on you. And you know what some people believe? That what I'm saying is negative. Because they're used to these old jellyback prophets.
Come on.
Come on.
Yes.
Tell me something good.
Those kind of prophets. Tell me that you like it. Yeah. I want that kind of prophet. I don't want to hear nobody telling me something that I really need. I need somebody that's going to sugarcoat my mess.
Love Hope Radio.
Will I find love searching, it seems, a lifetime? My soul is seeking a romantic rescue from an unfulfilled dream of true love, hopes and visions of a someday that seems to never come. My wish is, my hope is, that love would cease to run away. At every glimpse of maybe this could be the one my heart has looked for. Forever will only be a moment if this love is true. Waiting would only be a short period in my waiting and hoping for this one thing my heart yearns for is someone to love me as I love myself. Why the pain? Why the shame? Why the fear of wondering, is this going to last? How long is too long to when it takes so long to come? My heart isn't strong enough for another what if. My mind is not strong enough for another what if. My feelings are not strong enough for another. What if? What if it isn't true that I am loved as I love myself? How often do we search for something that we have not discovered in ourselves? How often do we wish for something that we know we're incapable, yet willing to give someone else that which we want in return?
Just because somebody look big eyes and look deep and start speaking in a tongue, and people think, oh, he's spiritual. He prophesied. Lord Jesus, did you see him go? Ooh, he was sweating. He took the sweat off of his neck and put it on me, and I fell out. It might have been because it was funky. You got to watch who blow on you. Some people are suffering from gum disease.
Love Talk Radio.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, he blew. Ooh, I felt the heat. Yes, you did. Talk about it was the fire of God. Yeah, okay. Have you ever woke up in the morning and said, bless God, and nobody was in the room, and you said, oh, Luce here. And Colgate was saying, come here. Me and my queen, we honor each other. If we just feel like just laying there, we put the sheet over our mouth and we talk.
Yes.
That's called respect. Kiss me. You better go run. The devil is a liar.
That's right.
I bind that spirit. Rebanda shakaraka. Rinse. Glory to God. That was the interpretation. Rinse. You better be careful. You walk up to somebody and go, hallelujah. Uh-huh. You'll get a ticket. I love everybody. I promise you I do.
Blog Talk Radio.
Honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me. He's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son tells him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time. He told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Now shout. When I tell the devil to come out, he comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. Word of God said in St. John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Well, they didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They lied to Peter. But since Peter was filled with the Spirit, when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Shout, and shout, hallelujah. Stand on your feet, give God glory. Sit down.
It's a good thing to give offerings, but you got to understand the covenant that's been fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the ultimate tithe. Jesus is the ultimate offering. Peter, go get a fish. Call him off of his job. You mean to tell me he called Peter off of his job and then get that fish and open his mouth, reach your hand down in his mouth and get some money? The economy of heaven has nothing to do with man's idea of prosperity. God's idea of prosperity is your heart, not how much you give.
Not what you give. Not the quantity, but the quality of your spirit. Widow's mite. The woman came and had less than everyone else. Jesus identified with her because it had nothing to do with how much she gave, but it had everything to do with her heart. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Roger.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's on your spirit?
I really wanted to say it was funny how you were talking about the different things that go in the church as far as concerning tithes and offerings. I'm not going to put out any names, but I went through an experience.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
But I went through an experience with a ministry. I grew at the ministry, but they insisted on saying that, well, you need to tithe more, you need to tithe more. And I said, okay, you know what, Lord, when I get something, I won't put it all in there, but I'll put what I can. But one thing that I was at the ministry for a little over a year, and I heard the preacher, the pastor, say something to me that just kind of made me cringe. And I said, you know what? And I had just said this. I said, you know, if some souls that night had came to Christ, and I said, wow, you know, I'm excited, you know, about trying to help these souls learn more about God and learn the process of being saved and, you know, different things like that. And the pastor said, well, that's not as important. We need to teach them how to give.
My God.
It was like, we need to teach them how to give because then I said, hold on a minute. So you're telling me that if I'm a new soul coming into a church, the first thing I'm going to want to know, what's the process of me trying to obtain a relationship with God? Because most people these days, in this generation, they're not worried about how much money they want to give. And I'm 21. Teach me how to be saved. Teach me how to pray. You know, when I don't know what to pray, what to say. Do I call on Jesus or do I sit there and let him talk to me? These are the things that I hear him say all the time. But the first thing preachers want to tell them is that, well, you need to learn how to give money.
Let me say something, young man. I thank God for what you're saying. To every pastor, are we setting aside assets, listen closely, for assistance for the poor, or do we think we somehow fulfill that obligation by putting money into the mortgage of the church building? I don't care who you are and what you say. Most people think they're giving to God and being taught they need to learn how to give. See, the enemy is very clever. I am for prosperity given, but I'm for the word of God. I did a ministry one time, and this preacher kept talking about we're going to build a new church. They weren't more people than it was a basketball team. We're going to build a new church. Oh, when we get in this new church, the Spirit of God is going to move. Listen, I'm in it for souls. We're going to build a new church. And everybody get excited about building a new church. The focus cannot be on the brick. Are you robbing God or are you being robbed? One time someone told me, how come you don't lift offerings? I teach people the designated place, and I teach them as a man purpose in his heart, so let him give. See, we can't holler, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and then put the people in bondage.
Come on. They're going to hell if they don't give.
This is Roderick Owen speak, giving God the glory in the name of Jesus. We're dealing with robbing God versus man robbing you. Love you.
Love Talk Radio.
You know, there's just something about it. I can't explain it. It goes something like
five, four, three, two, one.
The Rockfather is on now.
question I want to ask you. I'm married. I've been married for some time. And I'm saved. I'm a Christian, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I speak in tongues and the Spirit of God gives me utterance. And I love the Lord. He good. He real good to me.
My God.
And my husband, see, I like Christian music. That's the only thing I listen to. I listen to Jesus Saves. I like Kirk Franklin. I like Yolanda Adams, Mary Mary. I even like Rance Allen. I love me some Rance Allen. Hallelujah. Talk about faith in Jesus. That man sure enough can sing. My husband, see, when we be intimate together, he wants to listen to R&B. See, I want to listen to Christian music because I think the Lord is watching me in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he's not pleased with me listening to that R&B music while we're together intimately. The Lord is there watching everything that we do. And I just want to be saved. I want to be right. I want to be whole. I want the Lord to search me so he can see everything.
I'm listening.
And I want him to see me doing right. And that R&B, that's of the devil. It's wrong. It's sending folk to hell. I don't support it. And all of them people go to hell.
Oh.
If they don't get it right, what do you think, Rock Father?
Your problem is church.
My problem is what? Church.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to lay my religion down right now. See, you don't know me. I used to cut people in the world. I don't have to stand here and take this. I'm a woman of God, and you said you was the Rock Father. You said that you was a man of God, and I believe you're going to give me the truth, and you're going to see it live. Oh, no. I can't take this. I don't have to listen to this. This is not God.
My problem is the truth.
She's saying, church brought me through. Church saved me. Sanctify me, fill with the Holy Ghost. But I will cut you. I will cut you right now. You don't know.
Love Talk Radio.
Well, Drake, you're owning 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3.
Put my shoes on.
2, 1. Showtime.
I have a question I want to ask you. I'm married. I've been married for some time. And I'm saved. I'm a Christian, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I speak in tongues and the Spirit of God gives me utterance. And I love the Lord. He good. He real good to me.
My God.
And my husband, see, I like Christian music. That's the only thing I listen to. I listen to Jesus Saves. I like Kirk Franklin. I like Yolanda Adams, Mary Mary. I even like Rance Allen. I love me some Rance Allen. Hallelujah. Talk about faith in Jesus. That man sure enough can sing. My husband, see, when we be intimate together, he wants to listen to R&B. See, I want to listen to Christian music because I think the Lord is watching me in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he's not pleased with me listening to that R&B music while we're together intimately. The Lord is there watching everything that we do. And I just want to be saved. I want to be right. I want to be whole. I want the Lord to search me so he can see everything.
I'm listening.
And I want him to see me doing right. And that R&B, that's of the devil. It's wrong. It's sending folk to hell. I don't support it. And all of them people go to hell.
Oh.
If they don't get it right, what do you think, Rock Father?
Your problem is church.
My problem is what? Church.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to lay my religion down right now. See, you don't know me. I used to cut people in the world. I don't have to stand here and take this. I'm a woman of God, and you said you was the Rock Father. You said that you was a man of God, and I believe you're going to give me the truth, and you're going to see it live in me. Oh, no. I can't take this. I don't have to listen to this. This is not God.
My problem is the truth.
She's saying, church brought me through. Church saved me. Sanctify me, fill with the Holy Ghost. But I will cut you. I will cut you right now. You don't know.
Love Talk Radio.
honey, if I tell my son to go in and tell my other son to shut up and go to sleep, he's not going speaking for me, he's going as me. And if he doesn't do what my son tells him to do, he's got to deal with me. Why? My son was me at the time he told the boy to go to sleep. I shut up. Y'all shout. When I tell the devil to come out, he comes out because God is telling him to come out. Somebody shout. Some of you, you want to speak for God. God don't need your lips. God don't need your mouth. The word of God said in St. John 16, verse 12, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He, here comes faith now. He will not speak of himself. Some of you don't understand. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you become the Holy Ghost. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Well, they didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They lied to Peter. But since Peter was filled with the Spirit, when they lied to the Holy Ghost. Shout, and it's shout, hallelujah. Stand on your feet, give God glory. Sit down. I'm losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love it. Are you getting this? Woo! Now to him. Him. Everybody say him. He's able. He's able, but he's only able according to the power that works in you. But if you notice, Elijah, when he spoke about the rain, he didn't say, at God's word. He said, at my word. Some of you, you want to speak to the mountain. But let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost, whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Ghost is the spirit or the sperm of Christ himself. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, faith come by hearing by the word of God. The Holy Ghost only responds to the hearing of the word of God. And just as you speak in tongues, you are doing the speaking. Some of you, God said, I don't have to say God said, thus said the Lord, I said it. Somebody shout. That's not me taking glory. That's God getting the glory out of a vessel that's sold out to him. Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. What is this talking about in Ephesians 3 and 20? According to the power that works in you. It's talking about according to the power of death or life. Now notice Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And whosoever loveth it will eat the fruit thereof. Love what? The fruit of death or life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I have located it, is in your brain. Somebody shout hallelujah. With your dirty self. Sin is the wisdom to know how to do good and evil at the same time. And then act saved. Some of y'all know how to do good and evil, and you act saved. You shall say. You give like you say. I'm just loving you. Receive it. And if you notice in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the two gifts that it starts with, the first gift mentioned is the word of wisdom. Everybody say word. The second supernatural manifestation is the word of knowledge. Not wisdom, not knowledge, but the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge. The word. Everybody say word. God can only do whatever you ask or think. God, I want you to move. Some of y'all do not be praying. You haven't prayed yet. You know, you already got the spiritual folk in the church. They know God because they had a dream.
For God, I deal with a fool. It don't mean you spiritual. That means you have a spirit, and sometimes the wind blows where it listeth. Y'all shout. Did you know that in 2 Timothy 2:16, it says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness? Witchcraft in the mouth. God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in Acts saying? What's the first letter in Seek saying? What's the first letter in Knock? Pronounce it!